just tuned in to the baddest podcast in the land. Real Talk Faith Walk. Real talking.
Real talking.
Faith walking.
Faith walking.
Saving souls one laugh at a time. We want to help you live life without limitations and stand on faith. Like, tag, share, invite. It only takes one. Now, without further ado, here's your host, Pastor Glenn Monk Pollard.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining in to Real Talk Faith Walk, episode 18. Well, I'm your host, Pastor Glenn Monk Pollard. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in tonight. I have a very special guest with me. We're going to be interviewing her about these two books, powerful books. One is Unstoppable Black Woman. The next is Give Me a Minute. Guys, listen, share, like, tag, invite. Let your friends know that we're live. Let your family know that we're live. They don't want to miss this thing. I'm going to give you a moment to come on, jump on in, let everybody come into the room. And I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Also, as you come into the room, if you don't mind, if you could drop in the comment section, say hello. Say hello, Pastor Pollard. Let me know where you're coming from, where you live, not your address, obviously, but whatever city and state that you're in, go ahead and drop that in the comment section. And yeah, I'm going to shout you out. Again, I want to thank you for joining. This is episode 18. Today is January 17th, Unstoppable Black Woman. We're going to jump into it in a moment here. Like I said, give you guys a little moment to come on in the room. Let your friends know that we're live. Let your family know that we're live. Your uncle, sisters, cousins, brother, the cousin that was twice removed. I'm hoping everybody had a blessed week, have a blessed day. I know with COVID going around, you know, there are a lot of deaths that I've seen on social media, and I am sorry for that. And, you know, I ask God to send you guys comfort if you are experiencing it right now, to be with you in this time of need. Listen, guys, I'm really excited about this. This is going to be a great, great episode. If you haven't already done so, take the moment and please follow us on Facebook. Follow Real Talk Faith Walk on Facebook. If you don't mind, we would love for you to do that. Facebook tag is right there. You can also follow us on Instagram, which is the same tag as for the Facebook. And subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe, hit the bell. You'll be notified of any lives that go forth from this day forward. All right. We are going to jump into this thing. I'm going to bring this lovely lady on the screen. If you would, guys, go put some clapping hand emojis down in the comment section. Put some clapping hand emojis for me as I bring on my guest, Karen Farmer, best-selling author Karen Farmer. All right, all right. Welcome, welcome. How are you? Ladies and gentlemen, this is best-selling author Karen Farmer. We're going to talk about the books, but we're also going to talk about the business, 12s at 12. Did I say that right?
You did. Hey, everybody. Hello.
Let's get this going here. One second. Oh, here we are. Okay. Here we are. Unstoppable Black Woman. So we can start with, actually, you know what? Let me not jump into that really quick. How are you doing with the whole COVID pandemic? You know, everybody's losing their minds. Everybody's going crazy. Mm-hmm. How are you maintaining? How are you doing?
Well, first, let me say thank you for having me on your show. I'm so excited and so proud of you. For all that you're doing and all that God is birthing through you in this season. And so your question is, how am I doing in COVID? Well, I tell you, I am grateful that I'm thriving in the midst of a pandemic. We often sit and say, gosh, a lot has happened and why? And I really believe that God has used this time to just do some quick work for those that are really attentive to what he's doing in our lives. Amen. So in this pandemic, I am so blessed to have been able to birth 12s at 12 with my founding partner, their co-founders, and my sorority sister, Denise Clyatt. So if she's out here, shout out to Denise. This is something God laid on our heart, and we just sort of rapidly went with it. And it's blowing up!
That's awesome. That's awesome. So let's talk about 12s at 12. What exactly is 12s at 12? What do you guys do?
Well, great. So the name, a lot of people say, what is that about? So we both are alumni of Hampton University, and we were initiated into Delta Sigma Theta, her as a number 12. sometimes there's a line. Oh, nice, Glenn. And she was number 12 in 87, and I followed her as a 12 in 88.
Okay.
So hence the name 12s at 12. And you're projecting our website where you can see what we do. But our real focus, we've kind of narrowed things down, is strategic planning and entrepreneur management. We help people identify multiple streams of income and encourage them, and we coach them on how to become an entrepreneur. So definitely see us, contact us by going to 12sat12.com, and you can enter contact us, and we will get back to you. You can tell us what you're interested in. So that's a little high level. We also do things that are kind of philanthropic. You were on a page where it shows some things that we're doing around a lot of books that we've been grateful to be able to be participants in. And we're now bringing in the next generation. Our sons are in the Unstoppable Black Kids book. And so this is a movement, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but basically 12s at 12, we're here. We're all about STEAM and educating children and exposing them to the industry. Thank you for projecting.
Awesome, no problem. All right. Do I still have you with me, the audio?
You do, okay. I'm here.
All right, it sounded like it cut out for a second. Awesome, that is really awesome. Guys, the books that we're gonna talk about, you can also purchase them. I put out the wrong information on the when I initially put out the flyer. You can purchase these books directly from 12sat12s.com. As you can see, the what I projected on the screen, if you go into the shop and you whatever book that you desire to purchase, you can do that directly from that website. So make sure you write that down, www.12sat12.com.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome.
For your support. Yes.
All right. Now, this book, Unstoppable Black Woman.
Yeah.
Unstoppable Black Woman. Let's talk about it, because a lot of times there are women, you know, they feel like they've reached their peak, or that, you know, that I can't do anything else. You know, they stop. They've allowed their mind to shut down at what more can I do? You know, there's nothing more for me to do. And when you do that, I talked about this last week. When you do that, you don't open up your mind to opportunities. You don't open up your mind to figuring out. You know, because you've already said that you can't do it. I've stopped. I'm done. So, Unstoppable Black Woman.
Yes, it's all on you. Let me talk about it. Well, everyone, the name itself says a lot, right? Unstoppable. And I'm sitting here with the sign that says bold. Let me just pause and talk about the visionary is Donna Izard.
Okay.
She has a vision that Unstoppable Black Woman will be a household name. It's a movement. It's not just a book. We're not just out here selling books. But it's a movement to redefine what it means to be a B.
Hmm.
Many of us are like, that B, you know, we've heard it for years, et cetera. But what we're doing is changing and shifting the narrative about being a B.
Okay.
So we call us the five Bs. We call it the Bs are coming. And the Bs stand for we're Black, we're beautiful, brilliant, bold, and business-minded. So instead of being that other B, we're the real Bs, and we demonstrate that each and every day in all that we do as women of color. We're not saying that other nationalities aren't bold and unstoppable, but we certainly realize it's time to stand up and recognize all that the women of color, Black and brown girls, that we do when it comes to holding the household down, when it comes to getting it in with our businesses. And business doesn't have to mean that you own a business.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a household, you're a businesswoman. You're setting up a grocery list, you're cleaning, you're coordinating how to pay this thing and that thing. We've got to remember, we as a people are very strong, and we are innately business minded.
Indeed.
So that's an overview. And so the book is designed, there are actually more than 30 women who contributed.
Wow.
And each tell a story. We each defined one of the Bs, and we went into a story. We wrote a letter to our younger self. We wrote a letter to our, a prayer, and then something to encourage, a story about your B. And I'll share a little bit, but I encourage you to get it, because it's the kind of book that you can read and then put down, because you're following different women's journeys throughout it and how they claim being unstoppable. And so my letter to my younger self talked about, you know, you will be unstoppable. Your father's going to tragically pass away. It's going to be difficult, but God's got you. And I talk a little bit about what that means. Okay. You're going to lose a job. You're going to lose a relationship. Whatever it might be, we are still to believe that we're unstoppable because we're what? Made in the image of God. And so we are unstoppable.
Amen.
So that's a little bit of a tidbit about unstoppable Black woman. But I tell you, the journey's been awesome. I've gained a lot of sister friends that will now be sisters for life through this. And we each encourage one another. What we don't often see is Black women coming together, working together for a common cause. And so this was so beautiful to take this journey that Donna Izzard has. And we're now, in fact, they were so popular, we're in the midst of Unstoppable Black Woman number two.
Wow.
Unstoppable Black Children. It is truly a swell in the atmosphere. And I encourage everybody to support the movement in any way that you can.
So what would you say to a woman that may be listening right now and she feels like, you know, there's nothing that she can do? You know, she's not motivated. How would you motivate her? What is something that you would say to her to push her?
Yeah. So I've been there. Just know, sis, if you're out there, and all of us quietly, even if we're moving in our own positions, we still may be not where we think we should be, but we're exactly where God wants you to be. And so the first step is to shift your mindset. Spend some time. What I started to do is every morning, spend some time alone and just asking God for what you're believing him for. And then you've got to put pen to paper. What do they say? Write the vision and make it plain.
Make
you can't
plain.
Just be like, God, right? You've got to write down what nuggets he's telling you.
Indeed.
So let's say, for example, you may not be employed and it's wearing on you with this pandemic. You can't find a job, blah, blah, blah. But write down, God, I believe you for employment. Now, sometimes you just don't want to do what's open and available for employment, because that really might be what it is. He may want you to do two part-time jobs that equate to one full-time job. We don't know. But trust God in your process, in your seeking, and do not give up. If you get one no, okay, keep it moving. Take that resume, do another one. Or better yet, contact them and ask for feedback. A lot of people get really impressed when you contact them. I understand this position, there wasn't a fit. What is it? What could I do to improve? It might be something as simple as, we expected you to be suited up. We know it's COVID, but you came in here too casual. You never know how simple the fix might be, and then the next job opens up for you.
Yes.
So trust God and believe that he's opening doors, even closed doors. That's really, in our world, an open door.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. That's awesome. When I when I first saw the title of the book, I was like, okay, all right, this is gonna be dope. This is gonna be dope. I didn't know that it was that many women you know, having their own, you know, their own personal input in this thing. When you guys came together, like I think you may have said it already, but just to reiterate, when you guys came together, what was your main goal? What would you say the main goal was?
Yeah, well, actually, I was hemming and hawing, like, okay, many may not know, I've grown up in this corporate world with a lot of a diverse, primarily not our color. So I kind of was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to be part of something that's called Unstoppable Black Woman. Is that too, you know, Black power? But the more I embraced it and the writing prompts really ended up being a very therapeutic process for me.
Okay.
To address how I'm dealing with or not dealing with my dad's loss. I then go into really deep about postpartum depression that I hadn't shared with anyone that I experienced for 4 years after having a child. So I was, you know, in tears writing much of my section because it brought back some things that I thought, wow, had been buried. But I really did do the work to get better. And our community does not talk about postpartum depression.
No, they don't.
At all. At all. We have a child. People think it's supposed to be this wonderful, wonderful time. And many women get stuck. We're depressed. were nursing, if you choose to nurse. I nursed you guys for 3 years. That's kind of unheard of, right? I know. I was all into it. Very organic, made all his food. He wore cloth diapers over that top. I think I put on too much expectations for myself. Okay. So I encourage women, identify, recognize, hey, something's going on with me, and have one person that you can really talk to. Don't wait until you're deep in depression. It's too late then. It takes a lot to come out when you go that deep. Mm-hmm. And your spouse or your significant other or whoever's with you in this journey does not understand what you're going through. And we shouldn't expect them to. And we shouldn't lose our voice in the midst or be ashamed. It is a sickness. We don't badmouth someone who has a cold or somebody that gets cancer or somebody that has something going on physically. But when we think of a mental illness, there it's really kind of taboo. And so people are ashamed and they hide behind it. And so I pray that, you know, someone that reads it goes, you know what? The devil is a liar. I'm not going to live in this postpartum depression state for this long. I'm not going to have anxiety. And so I am very transparent in this book. People may look and see and feel like you should be a certain way, but we all battle something. And I'm grateful that I got over that season. Now it's on to another battle, right? But
that's
I'm grateful.
It is. That's how it goes.
Unstoppable, right? Right. We got to keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Yes. Yep. That's awesome. So I know I find that, and I have a few friends as well, that I find that, like you just said, getting over those battles, for some people, you know, it's not that easy. Would you say that this book will help them, guide them through it?
Yeah, so I don't know that it will definitely guide you, but what it does is says, sister, I can relate.
Okay.
There's going to be some story in here where you're going to see, dad, okay, she went through that, and now she's this. Mm-hmm. So it's intended to encourage and empower all Black women, that we each have a story to tell, whether that story is a period of time where you were bold, whether you were brilliant, you did something, maybe you went to school and nobody else in your family had. It's designed to really, really do it up in this book. And I hope you'll join us.
Awesome. I encourage every woman, you know what? No. I encourage every woman that's watching the stream right now, go get the book. As I said, this book can be found at www.12@12@12.com. Go to the shop. You'll find it, Unstoppable Black Woman. It is the fourth book in the shop. All right, guys.
Yes. And so what I love, too, is that out of this, like I mentioned, there's a version two. We're believing God, and now we're encouraging our children. So they have just written, and I'm grateful. My son, my business partner's son's in this book. There's other women who were in The Unstoppable Black Woman. There are 10 children now who have written Unstoppable Black Kids. And
that's
so
amazing.
It's amazing. It talks, they're writing to their older selves.
Yeah.
It's just something that I believe this is genius, to get our children to start to do things that some would think was unheard of. But we are encouraging them as Black women, unstoppable Black women, to leave legacies. And to leave a legacy is to leave it written in word. When we're gone, our children's children will be able to turn to a page and go, wow, this is how you felt during the pandemic as a child. That's pretty deep. Yeah.
It's definitely going to be deep, because this pandemic is going, I think it's going to last about another 2 years. Another 2 years.
Right.
As many variants they keep coming out with.
Right. But there's many pros. Like,
this is true.
So many people can connect now. We were able to collaborate in these books, not having to be together. You know, everything, we've gotten very advanced in using technology to spread the good news, if you will. Right. And now don't have to leave the house. You can do what we're doing, kind of engage with one another over Zoom or whatever other platform you choose to use. But I love it. I love that I don't have to ride around the beltway to go to work.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
I'm gonna do a COVID check-in at the end for everybody that's viewing. But you know, that it was a lot of pros and cons to the pandemic, as far as, you know, like you may be teleworking, you may be at home teleworking, but then there's kids that are also at home on virtual. So right. It kind of, yeesh, you know, little Tommy had six apples.
you funny.
Oh man. Yeah, but that's amazing. I love it. I love the idea of the book, how you guys came together, all of it. I'm not an unstoppable Black woman, but yeah, it's a good.
You're unstoppable Black man. You're unstoppable Black man. Yeah.
Amen to that.
I mean, think about it. I mean, this is just, we already know as a people how resilient we are.
Right.
We are phenomenally resilient, from how we cook, and it goes way, way back, to always having to kind of fight for our freedom, for our voices. And so, ladies, if you're out there, you're not alone. Please know that you're unstoppable. Your situation is temporary. You may feel like this is lasting, but in the scheme of things, in God's infinite wisdom, a day, 10 years, 5 months, that means nothing. That's a blink of an eye to him. So your situation could turn around at any moment. You are unstoppable. You absolutely have instilled what it takes, no matter what you've gone through. Many times you've gone through something to help somebody else, right? Or we've gone and come on the other side, as old folks would say, and we're on the other side of that, but it's designed to help somebody else, right? And so I'm so humbled that God in this season is using me to encourage women, to encourage children, to bring about boldness, back to the word, and embrace being Black. Being Black, bold, brilliant, beautiful, business-minded. Whatever you believe that you want to achieve, you can. You just have to get up out of your pity party, I would call it, because I was there for several years. Out of that pity party place, and write down. I'm a big believer in writing down your vision. And when you write it down, you'll begin to see holes like, oh, well, I really need somebody to help me with X, Y, and Z. Don't be too proud to ask for help. Many of us are stuck because we haven't asked for help. That's and it. I am talking to myself right now.
That is it.
Not for you, for me. Yeah.
That is definitely it. Pride. That pride. Pride coming before the fall. And a lot of us fall because we don't ask. We're too ashamed. You know, I don't want nobody in my business. I don't want them to know I'm struggling.
Right.
I don't want them to know, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. Definitely. Right.
All right. So there's another book here that I want to talk about. Give me a minute. Just give me a minute. Hold on for a second. Jesus, give me a minute. Let me think.
Right. Well, I, full disclosure, I haven't even started to promote this one because I was just kind of, okay, God, it's out there. But this is a dynamite book for anyone that's in a leadership role. And back to, don't think of yourself if you're not in a job or a ministry or what have you, but you're a leader. You might be the leader of your home in whatever capacity. And so this is called Give Me a Minute, and it's designed for when we feel overwhelmed as leaders. We just feel like I just am overwhelmed. This is truly, it's a hardback. It is designed to be something that you can pick up in 1 minute, and there'll be either a message, a prayer. So it's about prayer, prepare, and persist. So each person has written something about prayer, prepare, and persisting. And so also in it includes, you know, a lot of adults are into this adult art. So there's some art, because art is really soothing. You'll be able to do coloring pages and some journaling. It's a very unique approach to an interactive book. And I'm super excited. It's now available for pre-sale, and it will be out in the end of February, about that time frame. But it's called Give Me a Minute, and we all say that, but I think that tagline is so true.
Definitely.
And what's unique about this book is that there are, all the women were from all around the world.
Okay.
So we have some Asian, we have know, Asia, et cetera, involved in the book. And prayerfully, it really does help you relieve stress by pausing for a minute to just regroup. I'll give you a taste of what I wrote in the section about persistence. I have a little acronym, and it's Live Free. And I find that the more that I say that, the more that I'm able to live it and exude it. And the F stands for Live Faithful. The R is Live Resilient. The E is Live Extraordinary. And the final E, we have to live free. We have to live expectant.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Got a little technical difficulty over here.
It's live. So hopefully everybody got that. To live free, there are four letters. It's an acronym: faithful, resilient, extraordinary, and expecting. And that expecting part is important, because if you don't believe for it, no one else is going to believe for it for
you. There you go.
Yeah.
Give me a minute. You said February?
Yes, February.
Awesome.
You can order now and it'll be shipped to you in February, and I'll sign the books, etc. If you go to our website, and if you're interested in any of our businesses, we do a lot with coaching and giving an opportunity to those that are new to entrepreneurship for only $50 to join us and start a business. So definitely email me if you're interested in starting your own business. My business partner and I help coach women to go from 50 to whatever their heart dreams in terms of being an entrepreneur. And so I'm excited for those that contact us.
That is awesome. I remember the conversation we were having when I spoke with you about doing the interview, and you were talking about how easy the grants and stuff are, and I never knew. So guys, she's definitely going to get you out the way. So don't be ashamed. You don't have to look stupid or anything, because I've been in business since 2011, 2012, and I did not know how easy it was to apply for a grant. So
that's a good, you know what? And you're telling me something to do. I really feel like I have in me something to write about tips to success in terms of entrepreneurs. There's a lot that's out there that we just don't know. And that's back to my point that when you're in this place of being stuck, or even I say hidden, you're not able to receive. Just one person could shift your whole, you might have an awesome business, it's doing well, but you're living small with that business. And God, we have some Christians feel like we're supposed to be, you know, broke and meek and, you know, no, the riches are stored up for us.
Oh, yeah.
He wants us to be prosperous, because how then can the kingdom grow if we aren't economically able to sow? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we each should be thriving and striving, and there's nothing wrong in saying, I want to make this amount of money. Now, I would advise, your dream is your dream. You don't have to share that with everybody, because that's where we get stuck. Mm-hmm. It gets snuffed out by people you talk to. Kathy may not be able to grasp what God is telling you. It's not for her or her season. And so just be very careful who you share your dreams and your desires. It is not by happenstance that today is Martin Luther King's birthday. And my business partner, I have a weekly broadcast, and yesterday's topic was Dare to Dream.
Dare to dream.
I challenge every woman that's listening. It's your time. So what? It's a pandemic. Dare to dream.
This is actually the perfect time, because you have nothing but time.
Right. There you go. You have nothing but time. Right?
Yes. Some use it wisely.
Yes, use it wisely. I love it. I love this discussion.
Yes, this is amazing. This is awesome. I'm really in a great mood here. This is exciting. These books, The Unstoppable Black Woman, it says Black Woman, but I'm definitely going to read that thing from the front to the back. And I'm just going to put man wherever there's a woman. Yes. I'm putting man. I'm going to scratch out W-O.
Well, you know, and we're laughing, but really that is what it's intended. Men, our black men need to understand where we're coming from, how we feel.
Right.
I know that many women wrote and their husband or their significant other read it and went, babe, I had no idea. And a big hug. It initiated a whole conversation because much of us need some healing as we move forward with what we know God is taking us to, right?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, I guess I need to read it, huh?
Yes, you do.
I'm going to call you say that part that you was talking about.
Yeah, you know,
it was really sweet.
That is so true. Oh,
yes, goodness. Lord. Oh, man. Okay, guys, listen. So the first book, we're going to do a little recap really quick. Unstoppable Black Woman. Or if you go to the website, www.12at12.com, you will find Unstoppable Black Woman is the fourth book. And the Give Me a Minute book, you pre-order it. It'll be to you in February. It can be signed. Nice little autograph on there. The goal here, guys, is to encourage every woman listening. Women, you guys go through a lot. You go through a lot. And it was amazing because when I had my last kid, I had to think about it. And I said, wow, you know, I really give you guys props. You women go through so much. And a lot of it's hidden. A lot of it's hidden, you know, and you start to go into a depression because it's like nobody understands me. The man that you're with doesn't understand you, and it's unfortunate. So this segment right here, I want you to take away from this that you are unstoppable. You are beautiful. You're amazing. You're wonderfully created. You were created for man, you know. So never let anybody tell you what you can and cannot do, especially not a man. All right. Be unstoppable. Don't let your boss tell you that you can't get that promotion. Don't let your friends tell you that you can't get that job or you can't afford that house. You can't get that car or your finances are in the right place. Because if God designed it for you, if he set out when he said he's the author and the finisher, when he wrote your story, if he wrote your story, he said, this is what I have for you, but I can't release it now. It does not mean that you're not going to get it. It just means that this isn't the time. So don't let anybody talk you off your path, all right? I love everybody that's watching. I want to thank everybody that's watching. Mama Karen, I want to thank you for coming on here and talking about this book. I love you right back. This was really good. It was short and sweet. Probably one of the shortest episodes I've had. but you know.
Well, that's funny. That's funny because everyone that knows me, that's my style. I'm like, 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
People can get in, listen, and then hop on off. So we thank you. And I hope if anyone's interested, any ladies, we do a Sundays with 12s at 12 on spreadingthegospelnetwork.com. You can go to the 12s at 12 page and see our post. You're welcome any Sunday at noon to 12:30. And we have a great chat on there. And it's all about being unstoppable. Okay.
That's awesome.
So thank you.
Anything else you want to say before we go to the ladies or the men?
I just want to say, I feel the Lord's leading me that there's one woman on here that has been so discouraged that she's lost the ability to even dream.
Wow.
She doesn't even see that she can relate to this segment.
Wow.
And so what I encourage her to do is to keep giving God your heart. Give him another chance to show up and really ask yourself, have I been doing my part? God still hears you. He hears your silent prayers and he is going to make them public celebration. But don't give up. Don't think about committing suicide. Don't think about just leaving your family. When it gets hard, you're on the cusp of making a difference. It may be in your child's life, in your husband's life, in your boyfriend's life, your parents. I know it's a lot on all of us. COVID, even without COVID, we all had issues, all messed up and jacked up. But I just encourage that one woman that hears my voice, please, please contact me by going to 12s at 12 and I will personally pray with you and have a conversation so that we can get you unstuck because you, my sister, are unstoppable. God bless you all.
That was awesome. With that, would you like to pray us out?
Sure. Dear God, we come before you this evening. We just thank you, God. We thank you for using Glenn to do this podcast this evening. I pray that there is somebody that was listening, Lord, that felt down and now you've turned around and they have just a little bit of hope. Lord, if there's anyone that's interested in the book and just can't afford it, have them to still contact us and write a note. Lord, this is to be a movement that I believe every woman deserves to know that she is unstoppable. So touch her right now from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Lord. Let her know that she's bold, black, beautiful, brilliant, and business-minded.
Yes.
And God, we expect greatness. The year of 2022, double, God. Do it now. Do it now, God. Bless Pastor Glenn. Bless his family, his children, everyone that's associated with what you're trying to do in his life. Make it happen now, God. Move now, God. We thank you. We look forward to the next episode. And you continue to show up and show out. We are daring to dream this evening.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Mama Karen, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for joining.
Thank you.
I love you dearly. I'm going to bring you back at the in February so we can talk about
the
book. Get some reviews and stuff and everything. But you have a great night. I love you dearly.
You too. Love you. Right. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, that is our show for tonight. That was awesome. That was really awesome. You know, I used to think that I have to do long segments to keep people's attention, but sometimes you just, you know, short and sweet, you get in and you get out. I want you guys to join me next week for another great author, Dr. Rochelle McMillan. Let me see. Well, get this book up here. All right. Behind Closed Doors, Married to the Pastor and the Preacher. I will have Dr. Rochelle McMillan here. She is going to grace us, and we're going to talk about this book, as well as I believe we're going to talk about another book that she has. You guys don't want to miss this. All right. Why is it not going on the screen? I'm having the hardest time. There we go. Dr. Rochelle McMillan. She'll be with us next week, 8 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Please join us right here. Whatever you're watching me on right now, you can also watch it again. For those who want to go through the this episode again, you can do so without watching the video. You can do it just by audio. Go to Apple Podcasts, go to Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever podcast app that you do have, you go on there and you search Real Talk Faith Walk. It will pop right up and you will see this in there, episode 18, as well as the previous episodes that we've had. I would love for you to go on there and hear what the Lord has said in the previous episodes. Download that, like, tag, share, invite, and share with your friends. All right. I want to thank you all for joining me. I love you all. Until next week.
You've just tuned in to the baddest podcast in the land. Real Talk Faith Walk. Real talking.
Real talking.
Faith walking.
Faith walking.
Saving souls one laugh at a time. We want to help you live life without limitations and stand on faith. Like, tag, share, invite. It only takes...